Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. This is Book Time, and I'm your host, Rob Brook. Book Time is an open forum for aspiring authors and their works. And we are broadcasting on a beautiful day, cool in the 50s, low 50s, low to mid 50s, say it that way, and kind of breezy. So if you're out walking, it's a beautiful day to go for a walk, but it's also a cold day. Well, we're broadcasting live from the fabulous and glorious Huntington Akima 55 Plus apartment complex. So our idea is we're here, we're an open forum for aspiring authors and their works. And of course, I'm your host, Rob Brook, an aspiring author and the host for the most. No, but I got some good news. I just found out that my book, codename Shadow Origins, is now not only being sold online at Amazon.com and now on BarnesandNoble.com. And I'm also trying to locate it on a place in, of all things, South Africa. So TakeALot.com. So hey, I'm a globally known author. Have I seen the royalties yet? No, but hey, this keeps me still looking, still seeking new ideas, new beliefs, new adventures, so to speak. Keeps me motivated, encourages me even more. But the point is, Nancy, and this show, this is another forum, an open forum. For me to not only say, hey, I've got a book, I'm one of y'all, but I want to hear what you have to say, too. So you can just come, call, and that number to call is 563-999-3520. Tell me about your books. Tell me about your book. Tell me if you got any quotes or, let's say, any, say, something that may distract you a little bit, or much less what encourages you, what motivates you to want to write. My inspiration was my hero, Ian Fleming. What's yours? That's the idea. I want you to tell me your author and your favorite author, your hero, if you want to, your inspirations for writing. And we'll keep you going. Actually, tell me about your book. We got a 15-minute show, and we're already coming on 12 minutes. 12 minutes left in the show. But hey, enough about me. Let's talk about you. I'll call, and again, that number is 563-999-3520. And we'll put you on the air for some free promotion. That's the idea, free promotion. I mean, how many of us have tried to get a book published, go to a hybrid publishing company, and they'll say for a four-figure, they'll publish a book, they'll promote it. Well, let me say it this way. We're all, and this is also a promo for my online book publishing company, rrbooksolutions.net. I will promise you, this is the deal I will negotiate with you. Where they're going to say a four-figure fee to publish your book, I will not only edit, format, and design a cover. I will submit it to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and even TakeALot in South Africa. The point is, I will do that for you. And in return, I'm not going to ask for a four-figure fee, because that's ridiculous. That's my opinion. If anyone wants to sue me for libel or whatever, I'm offering an opinion. I will say it this way. Any fees that I get from y'all is a negotiated fee that, so, that falls somewhere between 10 and 20% of your overall royalties. So for every royalty check, we will negotiate a fee that falls somewhere between 10 and 20%. Sorry about that. 10 and 20%. That is my deal. And that is the end of the promo. Remember, that's RR Book Solutions. If you're not published yet, hey, we'll give you, we'll do it, we'll help you. We'll be there for you. We'll be there to help you. And also, let me add, if when it comes to promotion, hey, we'll work with you to help you get connected and promote it. And if it means book time and you talk about your book, hey, even better. That's free. Again, remember, that's rrbooksolutions.net. And again, that number here at book time is 999-3520. Please, folks, for the next 9 minutes, 15 seconds, tired of hearing me, myself talk. So please give me a call. Again, that's 563-999-3520. So, hey, again, we are here to give you an open forum. Talk about your book. Talk about your works in general, what you like, sorry, what makes, what kind of genre are you, you're writing in. And then tell the world. Tell us so we can tell them. And your, it'd be, and the thing is, the difference is, it's in your words, not mine, yours. And in a 15-minute period after that, if you want us to promote it, we'll promote it. We'll put in a little blurb and say, hey, this is so-and-so's book. Really good. And the review is very good. And maybe even put you up on, it's in the works, folks, rrbooksolutions.net. It's going to have a storefront. Shipforshop.com. I am working on that. It might take me a bit of time, but I'm working on that. So be patient with me on that. So other than that, hey, we're standing at the 8-minute mark. We're going. So again, please call 563-999-3520. So, and for those who are new listeners, please keep coming back. Please keep coming back. And I will keep talking. No, believe me, I'll keep talking. Some people have said that at first when I was a baby, I didn't talk. Then when I started talking, I haven't stopped. And people wonder why I'm not in politics. Okay, yes, I do have some corny jokes. I do say them a lot. So, but hey, let me give a shout out to my daughter, Kenzie. Have a good day at Pizza the Hut. And just remember, may the crust be with you. But I digress. Writing a book is always a fun and intriguing thing. You get to look up things and try to discover new areas and new ideas. My inspiration for a story is based on actual factual events. My soon-to-be-finished book, I think I'm just a few chapters away, it's called Codename Checkmate. It's where the hero of Shadow Origins, codename Ripcord, Carson Towns, is the hero. The ideas of this is, a while back, there was a, during the Vietnam era, there was a company called Air America, which actually was CIA owned and operated. And so it gave me an idea. I'm using that as a basis and inspiration point to build my baseline, my storyline. And that is, the character is part of a group of field operatives, select field operatives that are officially retired. But unofficially, they're not. They go where American intelligence cannot go. Yes, I look at this one. This is my political opinion. Our intelligence community is supposed to gather, assess, and react to any and all threats to American interests. you know, it can also be said, and this is proven to be, I'd say, rather factual. Governments can change, but politics will stay the same. We may not have the Cold War may have ended, but a new battlefronts are reemerging. New locations, that's a different subject. New players, that's a different subject. But American intelligence is one of visual, being vigilant. That's a proper word. Here I'm an author, I'm stumbling over words. We should be observant. And we need to go forward and be able to defend our interests. And our intelligence community is the first line of defense. And so that brings us to executive services. Executive services, a select group of field operatives who are officially retired, unofficially are still there. Businesses and operations are faced through what appears to be private lives. Carson Towns is now officially a retired field operative, but is an insurance investigator. He investigates or troubleshoots situations around the globe. And he uses his instincts from his field, from his operation days at the company, the CIA. And he's based, make it a little bit unique. I have him living and occupying his time on the beautiful, lovely little island of Galveston, which I'm a fifth generation, what they refer to as BOI, born on the island of Galveston. So it's my hometown. I put him in a place where I know very well. So it's a start to the character. What I made mine is a little bit unique in saying, Carson, there are no, if you get the book, and please get Codename Shadow Origins. And just notice one thing I do. I don't give you a physical description of each character. I let you, the reader, decide on how Carson Towns looks, how the Raven looks. Colonel Perry, the director of the CIA in my book, what he looks like. And who you can imagine? Imagine on the movie screen in each part. Well, hey, well, I just had the 90-second warning, so we're going to be closing this down real soon. If you want to get a quick shout-out or a quick call in, that number is 563-999-3520. So if you want to talk, hey, give me a holler, and I will talk, and I'll do my best to put you on the air and listen to you. 60 seconds and counting. So, hey, I'm going to spend the time here in front of my computer when I'm off the air, and I'm going to look up these things, like takealot.com in South Africa. Well, my thing is to you all, call us and just keep reading, keep writing. Because the main thing of my idea is you want to read. So you want to use your imagination. And the fact is that you're going to use that imagination to write and imagine and enjoy the read. That's all that matters. Enjoy the read. And on that note, I'm going to shut it down and say, hope you have a nice day. And remember, enjoy the read.